Exclusive Nevada GOP Chair, Arizona State Senate Audit of Maricopa County 2020 Election Results is a Transparent Model for Any State. By Michael Patrick Leahy on June 10, 2021. Nevada Republican Party Chairman Michael McDonald told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Wednesday that the Arizona State Senate's audit of Maricopa County's 2020 election results is a transparent model for any state to follow. McDonald visited the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix, where the audit is being conducted for 5 hours on Monday, and told Breitbart News it is a very systematic, sterile, and transparent process. "I wanted to make sure we could use this somehow in Nevada. I found that the system they use is a system we can bring up to Nevada. Using the same type of process, this model would fit in any state in any country because it's so transparent," he added. Joe Biden was certified as the winner of Nevada's 6 electoral college votes in the November 3, 2020 general election by a margin of less than 34,000 votes over former President Donald Trump. Biden was also certified as the winner of Arizona's 11 electoral college votes in the November 3, 2020 general election by a margin of less than 11,000 votes. Unlike Arizona, where the governor is a Republican and both houses of the state legislature are controlled by Republicans, Nevada has a Democratic governor and both houses of the state legislature are controlled by Democrats. The Nevada GOP chairman explained why he chose to visit the site of the Arizona State Senate audit of the 2020 Maricopa County election results. "In Nevada during our last election, it was so egregious the way it was run," McDonald told Breitbart News. He added that during the November 3, 2020 general election, "we tried to observe the counting of the ballots on election night throughout the state. It was like standing at the 30-yard line. We made an offer to Clark County. Let us videotape it, the vote counting process. We'll pay for it," he added. When that offer was rebuffed, "we appealed to the Secretary of State, Republican Barbara Siegfried, but she did not intervene on that. We started to see the deck was stacked against us," McDonald continued. The Nevada GOP subsequently conducted its own preliminary investigation. The results, McDonald noted, were astounding. "We came up with 122,000 anomalies. We have people on people getting paid to come down and vote. We found that dead people had voted. People had voted from vacant lots and storage units. Illegals voted," McDonald continued. "We brought this information to the Secretary of State, who said, in Nevada, we're on the honor system. Then in February, we brought this to our state legislature. The Secretary of State said no complaint was filed. So we dropped 122,000 complaints off to her. She investigated less than 5% of those complaints," McDonald continued. "The Secretary of State is a Republican. But when you started to see people defend her liberal bloggers, the media, Democrats, anti-Trumpers, this thing started to smell bad," he noted. But then, McDonald saw what was happening in Arizona when the state Senate compelled the audit of the 2020 Maricopa County election results. "Arizona gave me hope," he added. "When we went down there, I was very curious how they were going to put this together. We flew down on Monday, and arrived at about 8 a.m. We arrived at the Coliseum at about 10 a.m. There was a lot of security out front. Heavy checkpoints. We drove into another checkpoint. There were 3 checkpoints as you walk into the Coliseum. No pens, no electronic devices, no paper, no writing utensils, no cell phones, no Apple Watches. They COVID test you. You are asked to wear a mask. 3 checkpoints out front and 3 checkpoints inside. It took us about 15 minutes to get through them all. As we were escorted in, they explained the process. Everything is color-coded. They had 4 quadrants. Each is color-coded with all the workers in each quadrant wearing the same color shirt. Everything is taped off and lined on the concrete. We had a law enforcement escort. We had people explaining how each section worked. There's a camera on each person performing the audit. When the ballots in that section are counted, they are put in a box and sealed. There's a person they know where everybody is at all times. From the time you walk in, you're under surveillance. There's a login sheet for every box. The box is under surveillance at all times. We weren't allowed to talk to the workers. We talked to the supervisors. It was a very systematic, sterile, and transparent process," McDonald concluded. After the tour of the facility, McDonald and four members of his team held a debriefing meeting in a separate room inside the Coliseum but outside the count area with half a dozen members of the audit team. McDonald and his team flew back to Las Vegas from Phoenix on Monday night. The minute we landed, I contacted our legal team and our executive board of the state GOP. When the attorneys come back Friday, we will hold a formal meeting with the executive board. The attorneys will make a recommendation to the board about next steps, McDonald said, adding, "As this went down, being born in Las Vegas, you cross party lines. Nevada has never been hard right or hard left. This issue crosses party lines." Business leaders in Nevada said they want this election audit done here. "We intend to take this to the business community. Some run hotels, they're captains of their own industry. They know that I'm a Donald Trump man 1000%. We're raising money, the Republican Party of Nevada, to do this audit. We're ahead of our projections, which is millions of dollars. We're investigating the 122,000 complaints. Across the state. The majority in Clark County. If they stole the election from Donald Trump, that means they don't need you, the voters. They can do whatever they want," McDonald continued. McDonald concluded by saying he intends to pursue the idea of an audit of the 2020 election results in Nevada, and the Nevada GOP intends to follow the advice of the organization's attorneys for specific next steps.